Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Excellent, Edmundo. We have a story in our Saturday paper. Our district attorney, Francesca Estevez, who's been under investigation for the last year and is facing charges of ethics violations and more, has been tapped to teach in the Law Enforcement Academy at Western New Mexico University.
Whoa, wait a minute. So this is a district attorney that has been in the news for over a year regarding a drunk driving incident, and she's been tapped to be a professor?
It wasn't a drunk driving incident. In fact, there's no proof that she was impaired because the officers on the scene didn't do any testing.
That's
so
right.
So the charges she's facing are reckless driving, some other minor, they're all misdemeanors, but the big ones, I think, are the ethics violations for her subsequent behavior after that traffic incident. So she was tapped by the university's law enforcement program to teach there, even knowing that, yes, she's under investigation for these allegations.
I'm pretty sure we'll be following up on that in a couple of weeks. Let me talk to Ben Fisher, who is following up on the hospital that's looking to make, or have they made, a final hire in the administration.
Absolutely. So Gila Regional has been undertaking a huge turnover in its administration for the more than a year now. We have had, after the departure of our previous permanent CEO, we had an interim CEO for some time. We've had an interim chief financial officer for even longer, almost a year. And we've now got a new permanent CEO. And the hospital board this week announced the hire of a permanent chief financial officer, Richard Stokes. After an 11-month national search, the administration is now settling into place.
How is the hospital doing overall, in your opinion, or as perceived in the local media, regarding its future?
Its future is a big question right now. The hospital is doing better financially in recent months after, almost 6 months of huge losses, especially with the lack of transition at the Gila Regional Cancer Center. And some of that, some of that lack of stability has caused the Grant County Commission, which owns the hospital, to question whether it should remain county-owned and operated. So there's a little bit of a disagreement right now between the hospital board of trustees, who are appointed by the commissioners, and the commissioners themselves as to what might be best for Gila Regional in the future, and we're all just waiting.
Okay, let's continue to wait and follow up on that. Let's talk about some cool events happening in Silver City this weekend. Talk to me about the $1.98 show.
Absolutely, Edmundo. The $1.98 show has become Grant County's marquee annual grown-ups night out.
Grown-ups.
Grown-ups only.
Okay.
Yes, it's described by organizers as a racy, raunchy, rated R show. And it's a lot of fun. It includes a lot of big talent and a lot of big characters from here in the county. There's burlesque, there's drag performances, there's singing, dancing, comedy.
So where does it take place at?
Yeah, it's at Western New Mexico University's Fine Arts Center Theater on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door, or if you're in town early enough, you can swing by Chevik's Casuals Restaurant on Bullard Street.
All right, real briefly, Territorial Charter Days.
Absolutely. While people are in town, they can stick around for some more family-friendly fun with a full Saturday of events celebrating Silver City's Territorial Charter Day. The town is the only municipality in New Mexico still operating under its territorial charter that predates statehood. It makes us pretty unique, so there's a lot of historic reenactments, some races around town, there's a 5K, and just a lot of historic tours.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right.